The Winnipeg Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid was founded last year to bring together local organizations and activists who are working on issues related to the state discrimination against Palestinians within Israel. Chris is one of the local co-chairs of the Winnipeg Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid, and he joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much.
What are the objectives of the coalition?
Well, I think broadly the coalition is in place to try and bring some light on what's happening over there. Israel and Palestine are far away from Canada, so I think it's about just kind of bringing it home to Canadians and making sure that we know what our government and is complicit in and what's happening over there. Part of it is also bringing to bear the power of Canadians and how we can help change the situation over there.
Great. And what activities do you have planned for the new year?
Well, early in the new year, we'll be having a membership meeting, trying to get ourselves kind of, we're still in the early stages, but trying to get ourselves more focused and more directed on our activities and campaigns. We're also building up a consumer boycott campaign of some kind. We're not quite sure what yet for the new year, probably to launch sometime in the fall. And the plan there is just to do as much groundwork and foundational work as we can so that it is successful.
What are some of the aspects of the consumer boycott campaign?
Well, consumer boycotts in other parts of the country, we've never really had a big one here in Winnipeg. There's been a few kind of efforts, but the big ones have really taken place largely in Europe and a few in the United States. When we do one here, we want to kind of make sure it's a successful one, so it'll be a little more substantial. In some places, it's involved in, you know, don't shop at this location because they directly support militarism in the occupied territories in apartheid Israel. Other cases, it might be as simple as just don't buy this product when you go to the store. It really depends on what makes the most strategic sense.
Chapters Bookstore has been a target of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign in the past, and your organization's organized a flash mob there last month. Can you explain why Chapters has been a target in the boycott campaign?
Well, two of the majority shareholders of Chapters, Heather Reisman and, pardon me, I can't remember the guy's name right now, are staunch Zionists and send a lot of money to an organization that supports IDF soldiers during the occupation of Palestine. So it's kind of a clear link between the money that Canadians spend on their books at Chapters, going to the pocketbooks of these shareholders, going to the IDF, going to these soldiers, going to continue the, you know, apartheid politics of that country.
I'm sure that's something very few Canadians realize when they shop at Chapters. Mm-hmm. So to become a member of the coalition, you need to support the basis of unity that underpins its work. Can you briefly explain what the basis of unity is?
Sure. The basis of unity is basically a document that kind of underpins all the work that we do at WKIA. It's based on the BDS call, which came out from, I think it's over 150 Palestinian civil society organizations in 2005, I think it was. Basically, it was a call for boycott, disinvestment, and sanctions against Israel. It's based on ensuring the rights of both, not just the people that are the Palestinians living in the occupied territories, so the Gaza and the West Bank, but also the Palestinians living within Israel, what's kind of commonly considered Israel, as well as the rights of the Palestinians that are refugees around the world, of which there are millions. So it's really about making sure that, you know, whatever solution happens, whether it's one state or two state or whatever, it respects the inalienable collective and individual rights of all the Palestinians and other people that have been harmed as part of the creation of Israel and the apartheid politics that go along with that.
Well, thanks for coming and speaking with me today.
Sure thing.
I've been speaking with Chris, co-chair of the Winnipeg Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid. There's more information on the coalition, including how to become a member or supporter at wcaia.ca. You're listening to Mud and Water, mudandwater.org on CKUW 95.9 FM.